Recognition, power, and influence is your birthright, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 221. Today's episode is a kickoff for another workshop that I'm going to be hosting in April about storytelling and how storytelling is at the heart of executive communication. And executive communication is the overall theme of my executive promotion process. Every single step in that process is all designed to help you be a better communicator, to communicate the story that you are ready for that next level of executive leadership. And in today's episode, I'm breaking down how I teach storytelling as part of that process. All right, let's get started.
Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms.
Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. I'm your host, Stacey Mayer, and super excited, as always, to be here with you again this week. At the end of February, February 29th to be exact, I hosted an interview workshop, and it was absolutely incredible. I had a colleague reach out to me just to send me a quick note and say, hey, how did it go? And I was like, best workshop I have ever created. And I'll give you the number one reason why it was one of the most impactful workshops was not just how I felt delivering the workshop, but it was how the receivers of the workshop experienced the workshop. So one of the questions I asked at the very beginning was about how many people in this conversation are here to actually find a job. And how many people are in this conversation just to set themselves up for future opportunities? And about 20% of the room was actually there to set themselves up for future opportunities. Now, the first part was expected that many of the people attending an interview-related workshop are actively interviewing or actively seeking opportunities to interview. But what I thought was so fun was the number of women who responded who were looking for future opportunities and really thinking ahead. And this gets me so excited because you might have heard me say on this podcast, a really strong belief of mine is that we should always be interviewing, that we should always be connecting with individuals outside of our organization or internal to our organization, but in other departments. And there's many, many reasons for it. And I talked about it on the workshop, but I really believe in this philosophy, and the foundation and the root of this philosophy is that we become better storytellers along the way. Not when we actively need a job, but all the time. We just start learning how to communicate a better story about our career, about what we want, about what we need from the other person. And when we can tell a better story, then we can really influence behavior. This is huge. When we're thinking about how we can both get to executive leadership and also be successful, it is mastering the skill of storytelling in order to be able to influence behavior. So now that gets me to my point, which is for today's podcast episode. Before I do that, I also want to talk about the other reason that I knew that the event in February was such a huge success was because it ended up going on for over 3 hours in the middle of a work day on a Thursday in February. And we had so many participants stay for the entire time. A lot of times I'll tell you, like, are you getting the results that you want? And the result to me in this particular situation is people stayed. People don't stay on a workshop if they're not interested. You're all corporate badasses. You're very resourced women. You have very busy lives. in the fact that so many women chose to stay all the way from beginning to end of this workshop was a huge testament to the value and the power of the workshop. And after the workshop, so many people, including my team, were referring to me as a master storyteller in that I was able to pinpoint simple, very specific words. In fact, there was like a whole thread inside the chat about how incredible it was that if you changed a single word in a sentence, it changed the meaning of the entire sentence. And of course, I know personally that I'm a master storyteller, but to have that reflected back at me and to actually see the women be able to put it into practice was so important for me in that moment. And I'm really, really grateful. But that also leads me to the next workshop that I'm going to be hosting on April 11th, which is all about storytelling. And that is what today's podcast episode is about for you as well. And I want to give you some of the ways that you can start to begin to tell a better story about your executive leadership journey so that you can really get the results that you want in your career. So do you have the role that you truly want and desire? Are you getting paid a commensurate salary with what you feel like you deserve? If not, keep listening so that you can figure out how to start telling a better story. In this workshop, I'm going to be, again, incredibly hands-on, giving you very specific feedback so that you can walk away from this workshop with a step-by-step story to talk about various different aspects, whether it is introducing yourself at a networking event or it's just having a conversation with your boss. So definitely join me for that workshop, stacymayer.com/storytelling. You'll also have access to the replay if you can't join us live. And the only way that you can access both the replay and the live virtual event is to register before April 11th. So if you're already listening to this podcast future in time in May, I apologize, you missed it. But you can always go back and you can sign up for my email list so that you don't miss any future workshops that I offer. But we still have time. So go to stacymayer.com/storytelling, get yourself registered for the upcoming event so that we can just kick some butt and start telling a better story. Today's episode is going to be, again, like I said, what are some of the ways that you are thinking about storytelling and how can you start applying it in your career? Now, when I say that it's very obvious to me that I'm a master storyteller, it's because I have spent my entire life telling great stories. I was a performer for over 20 years. I have directed many, many productions on stage in New York City. I have my own theater company. I have been practicing the art of storytelling in a creative sense. Then when I started my own business, I had to figure out how to master the art of storytelling to begin to influence behavior. And then I also had to master the art of seeing other people's stories so that I can begin to teach them how to influence behavior as well. So this has been the journey of my life. It is something that I am very skilled at and also really enjoy doing. It's that perfect combination of strengths where you just want to do more of that. When I was putting together my executive promotion process, this is basically the five steps that you need to do to get promoted towards the executive suite. And I go into a lot of detail about these steps inside my book, Promotions Made Easy. And I say, when I was putting together this process, which is because basically what happened, I'll give you a quick backstory about my career. When I went out on my own and started my own coaching business, it was because I worked for women's leadership as a coach for a long time. And I realized that these women were incredibly resourced. They had no problem speaking up. They had no problem raising their hand, but they still weren't getting promoted into higher level leadership positions. So I started my business with the idea that I wanted to specifically help women get promoted. That was 7 years ago. Within 6 months of starting my business, I had two women promoted directly to the C-suite, and these were vice presidents to start. So they did skip level promotions, got promoted to the C-suite in under 6 months. And I was like, I need to bottle this up and give it to as many people as possible. I need to figure out what it is that I'm teaching and put it into a step-by-step recreatable formula. Because if I truly want to change the leadership table, I have to get this to more people. And so I created my executive promotion process. And as part of that process, I had to think about what were each of the steps. And I kept coming back to this idea of executive communication. You have to master executive communication. And if you've ever received feedback on why you're not being promoted and somebody tells you you need better executive presence, it's essentially you need more executive communication skills so that you can have that seat at the table. And so I was trying to figure out where executive communication specifically fits into my five-step process, and I couldn't figure it out. And so I kept leaving executive communication out of it. So the five-step process is strategic thinking, career vision, managing emotions, building trust, and holding yourself accountable. It still didn't really sit well with me that executive communication wasn't in that process until after the book came out. And I realized that executive communication was actually the foundation of the entire process. Every single step of my executive promotion process is rooted in telling a better story, in communicating differently, in having that executive communication skill so that you can be seen as that higher executive leader. Another way that storytelling has really affected my life was probably about 5 or 6 years ago when I was first introduced to the work of Brooke Castillo. She is the founder of the Life Coach School, and she has a process that she teaches called the model. And she basically breaks down the difference between circumstances, thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. So that's the actual model. And then you begin to be able to look at your own situations in your lives and really see how your results are created based on these thoughts. And these thoughts are essentially stories that we're telling ourselves. And so managing emotions is the third step of my executive promotion process. Essentially, what I started to master in my own personal life is the art of telling myself a better story. This is how I want to start out this conversation, which is asking you, what is the story that you are telling yourself? And then understand that that story is optional, that we can change that story is not actually a circumstance. So what's the difference between a thought and a circumstance? A circumstance is a thing that happens. So let's say your boss schedules a quick surprise meeting on your calendar because he needs to talk to you right away. Now, you know that there are reorgs happening. You suddenly get incredibly nervous. Your heart's racing and you're worried. You have this thought that you might be laid off. And then add to that circumstance that his senior leadership team is actually going to be on that meeting as well. Oh my God, of course. So the circumstance is meeting scheduled. That's a fact. But then everything that comes after that is the story that you're telling yourself. And so a lot of times when I'm working with clients, I'm giving them a different perspective. I'm giving them a different way of looking at the circumstances. So what else could it mean if you had a meeting scheduled with your boss and his boss and his boss all at once besides getting fired? Well, it could mean that you're getting promoted. That could be the other option. Wouldn't that be amazing? And let's just say that you have a choice between feeling ahead of time that you're getting fired or feeling ahead of time that you might be getting this huge promotion. I think the reason why we tend to stay in the story of we're going to get fired, something bad's going to happen, is because we think that that preparation is actually setting ourselves up for the potential failure so that the failure won't hurt so bad once we actually get fired or laid off. But let's say that you want to go the other route, which is you want to tell the story of maybe I'm getting promoted. Now, you think that if you go down that rabbit hole of being like, oh, maybe I'm getting promoted. Oh, this is amazing. This is finally my opportunity. Isn't it incredible? And so you start telling yourself that story. Then if it doesn't happen, you're going to be so devastated, so disappointed. Let's say you actually get fired. You're going to be like, oh my God, I thought I was getting promoted the whole time. And the better story that I teach my clients to do is something in the middle. which is basically looking at the facts and saying, hey, meeting was scheduled. That's just a circumstance. I have no idea what it's going to be about. It doesn't do me any good to think doom and gloom. Also, it doesn't do me any good to get all pumped up and think all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're just going to give me this almighty promotion. Instead, what I teach my clients to do is just prepare for the meeting in the best way possible, knowing that you are a fully resourced woman who is capable of managing her own emotions no matter what happens. And then hopefully outside of that conversation, we have other things going on, meaning we have built allies, we have been interviewing, we have other situations set up so that we could be resourceful. Then what ends up happening if you take this middle way, this middle approach to storytelling, and you really manage your emotions in this stronger, more powerful, more grounded way, then no matter what happens in the conversation, whether you get promoted or you get fired or it's just random conversation on a Tuesday, you can ask really solid questions. You can stay engaged in the conversation. You can understand the situation more. You can have better expectations and you can walk away with a clearer path about what you need to do next. Hence, executive communication. We manage our emotions so that we could show up in these conversations in a very empowered and strong way. Another piece of my executive promotion process is strategic thinking. A lot of you are in the weeds, really thinking of yourself and identifying as the subject matter expert. And are you this person who is so good at their job? And when I ask you, why are you so great at your job? And you're like, well, because I've been doing it for 20 years, because it's familiar, because I went to school for this, because I am mastered this particular skill set. That is identification as a subject matter expert. And so one of the ways that I test my clients a lot of times is I ask them, why are you good at that thing? What is it that makes you so great at that? In our one-on-one coaching, which you're all invited to join me for, go to stacymayer.com/apply and work with me directly. I have this really incredible short condensed package so that anybody can have access to coaching with me, stacymayer.com/apply. But in this coaching session, I am digesting and helping them see why they're actually good at that thing that has very little to do with their mastery of their subject matter expertise. So when we start to become a more strategic thinker, when we're solving problems on a higher level versus being in the weeds all the time, what we're doing is we're mastering the ability to zoom out away from our subject matter expertise into our leadership capabilities, which allowed the success of this project. So there are certain skills that I teach within this, like understanding your leadership style, so that you can really start to see why you are a fantastic leader, why your particular leadership helped that project succeed. So this is mastering the story of what you're good at, why you're good at it. And you have to really understand the intricacies of both yourself and what you're good at. And then also, this is where my expertise comes in, is that I understand what executive leadership thinks you're actually good at. And a lot of times, you know, we think, oh, they just hire us and they love us because of my 20 years experience. And in reality, that's not actually true. They hire you and they love you because of your incredible leadership skills. But yet we don't really understand what those are, so then we dismiss them. And when we can begin to understand and articulate a better story of executive leadership, then we start to be seen as an executive leader versus a subject matter expert. And I don't care if you're already a VP or an SVP, a lot of you are sitting at the table being viewed as a subject matter expert still. All you got to do is start telling a better story, and you're going to shift the tables. You're going to start to have that voice that you crave so deeply at the executive leadership table. Now, let me talk about a third aspect of my executive promotion process, which is building trust. And I have the process that you've heard me talk about on this podcast many times about 15-minute ally meetings. And this is where storytelling has the biggest application. And it's, how are we engaging in everyday conversations with executive leadership? And a lot of you First of all, if you're even having skip level or double skip level conversations at your organization, you are waiting and only having conversations about work. So essentially, you're telling the story of the subject matter expertise, and you're not elevating the conversation into higher levels of leadership. And it's really important that you develop these storytelling skills. And this is where that influencing behavior starts to come into play. Because when you tell a better story in 15-minute ally meetings, you are essentially getting that backing, getting that sponsorship from multiple executive leaders across your organization. That is when you start to get other people to want to work for you on your behalf. And if you're someone who's actively seeking a role outside of your organization, same goes with your external networking. So you are getting and influencing people to move forward on your behalf. One of the things that a lot of women tend to feel bad about, and they say, I don't want to come off as somebody who needs something from them. And I tell my clients that there's a difference between being seen as needy and needing something. So those are just two different stories. So are you telling the needy story, or are you telling a needing something from somebody? There is literally nothing wrong with needing something from somebody else. Actually, this is a trait of executive leadership, that we get support, that we don't try and do everything ourselves. You are going to stop getting promoted, and you're going to find yourself hitting that ceiling because you are not actually getting support and you feel like you have to solve every single problem yourself. So needing support or needing something from somebody else is not a big deal. Acting needy is a story that we don't want to tell. So let me give you an example. So being needy looks like that whole like high potential leader, or the relationships that you create when you have a mentor. I don't recommend mentorship like in the traditional sense, which is that we get one mentor and then we act very needy in the conversations. And then that mentor helps us out and shows us the way and creates a better career path for us. And oh, thank God, I have this one mentor. And then you're still sitting in a senior manager role 5 years later. But you have that great mentor. That's because you're showing up in those conversations very needy. You're looking to them for advice. A lot of clients will look to their boss to create a development plan for them. They'll be like, well, what do you think I should do? And so then you're showing up needy. So you're not actually showing up needing support. You're actually showing up needy, which is basically the equivalent of being helpless and not resourceful. And then for a lot of women, they're so terrified of showing up needy that they don't bring it up at all. So then they don't even ask for the development conversation because they don't want to be seen as needy. So then therefore, they just don't talk about their development. Come performance review, no promotion happens, and then they're pissed off and they leave. Like, I don't want that for you. So in terms of telling that story of neediness, let's stop doing that in our executive communication and start telling a better story, which is that I need your support. One of the things that is so amazing to tell somebody is, will you sponsor me? Can I get your sponsorship? Can I get your endorsement for this promotion? That is such a great question. That is not neediness. That is needing their support. What that does is it shows them, I am ready. I want to raise my hand. I need your support to get there because I acknowledge that you have the seat of influence and power at this organization. I want that as well. And in order to get there, I need your support. So you start to tell the story of need. I need you to help me in this way. I'm not needy. I'm not desperate, but I'm willing to speak up and to say, hey, can you support me in this way? One of two things always happens when this clarity comes out of my clients. One is that person just says, oh yeah, of course, I'll make a phone call. Like that happens 80% of the time. The 20% of the time, they give them feedback as to why not. I will not sponsor you because you don't have XYZ. And so now you have information, but you've still told the story of executive leadership. You're telling a better story. I'm going to leave you with this. I am super excited about this workshop. Definitely go to stacymayer.com/storytelling because I have a feeling it's going to blow the last workshop out of the water. And I want to get everybody registered for this as soon as possible. Takes place on April 11th. Again, you will receive lifetime access to the replay so you can revisit it. But if you're able to join us live, even better, because I will help you workshop the story that you're telling in real time. We're going to figure it out and we're going to get to the bottom of the story that you're actually telling. I was having a conversation with a client the other day and she was telling me the story that she is not good at interviewing. She's not good at talking about herself and she's not good at interviewing. And she was actually commiserating with a colleague of hers about this. And her colleague is also not good at interviewing and also not good at advocating for herself. And I was like, wow, that's a terrible story, you know, and like, that sounds really awful, right? And I'm not saying that she should just go to the other extreme and be like, I'm really good at interviewing. I'm really good at advocating for myself, because the truth is she's not. She's not good at interviewing and she's not good at advocating for herself. But if she just keeps telling herself the story that she's not good at interviewing or not good at advocating for herself, you know what? Fast forward to the future, she's going to still be not good at interviewing and not good at advocating for herself. So instead, I was coaching her on telling a better story, not that a better story about advocating or being good at interviewing, but in learning how to tell a better story. Her interviews will get better if she starts telling better stories about her career path, about her journey, about why she wants to be in the room, why she wants this role. And so we literally like took her top five stories and we broke them down so that each one of them could be better. The good news is that you can memorize this. You don't have to get more confident. You don't have to all of a sudden get better at interviewing. You just need to tell a better story. If you want to be better at advocating for yourself, tell a better story. Stop trying to get more confident so that then you could speak up and advocate for yourself more. Figure out what story you're creating, what story you're telling people, whether it's subconscious or literally in words, and tell a better story. That's where I come in. I help you tell a better story. I help you get promoted into higher levels of leadership. I am so thankful that you are here on this journey with me, and I hope you have an amazing week. Bye. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you know how close you are to your next promotion? Really? Not what your boss has told you, not what you even believe to be true, but have you actually taken the time to sit down, take an assessment, review the five categories that it takes to get promoted into senior executive leadership positions and decided where you fall in each category and given yourself a ranking on a scale of 1 to 10 of how close you are to getting your next promotion? Have you done this? Well, now's your chance. If that feels interesting to you and you're like, hey, I want to know exactly how close I might actually be or how far away you might be and what it's going to take to get you even closer, then I invite you to take my promotability quiz. This is a quiz that I put together with practical tips that actually tell you where you're lacking and where you're winning. What are the areas that you actually need to improve and not necessarily what your boss is telling you all the time so that you can take concrete steps towards landing that next promotion and changing the face of the leadership table. Go to yourpromotabilityscore.com to take your free assessment today. Yourpromotabilityscore.com, and let me know how it goes.